This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number if you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today. Health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with. If you have a success story you'd like to share or just want to comment on the conversation or contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We have Steve Baker coming up at the bottom of the hour. Steve was on a couple weeks ago, and we had a little technical glitch. We'll have him back on here at the bottom of the hour. He is the vice president of the Great Game of Business. I am personally fascinated by the idea of business as a game. He's also the co-author of a book called Get in the Game, this idea of gamifying life. Something that's going to be catching on here in the future. People will be gamifying going to work and gamifying taking out the trash and gamifying their relationship, getting points for various kinds of behaviors and winning things and perhaps prizes, etc. This idea of gamifying life was I first heard about it in a book called Reality is Broken by a gal named Jane McGonigal. Reality is Broken talks about all the different ways life will be gamed in the future. And indeed, business can be thought of as a game. Entrepreneurship can be thought of as a game. Life itself can be thought of as a game of life. Anyway, Steve is going to be talking to us about the game of business. His book is Get in the Game. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. 844-236-6010 is our number. In the meantime, if you have questions, comments, or success stories, speaking of business and the game of business, entrepreneurship is one of the great business games, being an entrepreneur. It's not for everybody, but if you're looking for a challenge, if you're a warrior, if you're the type of person that wants to work for themselves as an independent type person, wants to make your own money and be responsible for your own livelihood, it's not all roses, that's for sure. Being an entrepreneur has its challenges, but it is fun and it is rewarding in many ways, including financially rewarding. If you want to be part of the $1 billion supplement business, be part of the $1 trillion healthcare business, Longevity offers you a wonderful opportunity to get in it for $30. Most businesses, there's no businesses that you can get in for $30. Most businesses will cost you many thousands of dollars to get into it. With Longevity, you can just drop ship supplement products for a one-time $30 fee. To be in business for yourself is unbelievable. And people are making a lot of money. They were always making a lot of money, some people anyway, in Longevity. And now checks have gone up as people are getting more hip to supplementation. That's one of the things that this whole coronavirus thing is going to do. It's going to make us more hip to the importance of supplementation. Even non-supplementers are using vitamin C. Even non-supplementers are using zinc. Even doctors are recommending zinc and vitamin C. Even mainstream medicine recognizes the power and the importance of nutritional supplementation. You're not going to get everything you need from the four food groups, especially if you're dealing with a health challenge, an immune system health challenge like we're dealing with today. And by the way, it's not just vitamin C and zinc. It's a lot of supplements. Niacin is very important. I did my moment of truth today, by the way, on niacin. And niacin's got wonderful antiviral benefits. There's lots of nutrients that can reduce the risks of viral infections. Thiamine, vitamin C, niacin, vitamin D. Been hearing a lot about vitamin D, which is not really vitamin technically. The B complex in general, niacin in particular, and thiamine for that matter in particular, both have antiviral properties. Thiamine, vitamin B1, was used during the Spanish flu. Nonetheless, vitamin B1, thiamine, which is a wonderful anti-sugar vitamin, anti-hangover vitamin, anti-heart disease or heart-protective vitamin, and also has some antiviral properties. Been used to treat hepatitis B. Thiamine. Anyway, did my moment of truth today on niacin. Our moments of truth are all available at, on our Facebook page, which is The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. Thank you, Nasima, for setting that up. The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. So anyway, if you want to be part of the longevity business opportunity, call 1-866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link on our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Have you guys heard about this using the anti-heartburn medication Pepcid as an antiviral? That's one of the latest things that they're looking into as far as treating the virus with drugs. This whole idea, in my opinion, of treating viral infections with drugs has to be re-examined. It's true when you treat microbial infections with bacterial microbial infections with antibiotics, you get effects because bacteria are much easier to deal with than viruses and, for that matter, funguses. This idea of killing things to get better needs to be re-examined when it comes to viruses. It probably needs to be re-examined, period. Although it can't be denied that antibiotics have played a very important role in longevity and in improving quality of life. That's true. But look what's happening now with antibiotics, with antibiotic resistance and antibiotics in the water and antibiotics, the antibiotic effect on our gut bacteria. So even with antibiotics, which it can be argued provided a health benefit, you have a downside. But certainly the antivirals are almost impossible. That's why it's so hard to come up with antivirals. The virus isn't really a thing. A virus is just a piece of information. The way you want to deal with viruses, the way you want to deal with microbes in general, is not to consider yourself as being attacked. You don't want to look at it that way. You want to look at being strong, because these microbial infections, as we said, are opportunistic. Key word, opportunistic. They wait for opportunities. They wait for us to be complacent. They wait for us to be lazy. They wait for us to be ignorant. They wait for us to continue to perform bad habits. They wait for us to eat lots of sugar. They wait for us to eat lots of food, and then they pounce. And we don't want to take responsibility, so we say we were attacked. And we need to have a war. And we need to socially distance the stupidity of this idea that you are going to protect yourself from a virus by socially distancing. 6 feet. As if there's something airborne, which it's not airborne, and nobody even knows if it's airborne. The so-called virus, I say so-called because I'm not convinced, the so-called virus travels on sneezes. It has to be carried on something. The so-called virus isn't airborne. What's 6 feet going to do for you? What's 8 feet? It's going to stop at 6 feet or 7 feet or 8 feet? Work on your immune system. Strengthen immunity. Work on the terrain. This idea of the terrain versus the attacking agent is a hidden paradigm in modern medicine and how we take care of ourselves. It's a hidden paradigm because we don't realize it. We don't realize there's a distinction between the terrain and the enemy. Nobody tells us this. We think it's all enemy. I'm telling you, it's terrain. Even the founder of germ theory, Louis Pasteur, admitted on his deathbed that it was all about the terrain. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, we're We're back on The Bright Side. Lines open for you, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. And we've got Steve Baker coming up at the bottom of the hour, author of Get in the Game, and also the vice president of the Great Game of Business, Inc. And I love anybody who understands that business is a game. I love the concept of business is a game. I love the concept of life is a game. Ever think of life as a... How would that change your life if you thought of it as a game? And you played life. And you didn't play it like a zero-sum game where somebody wins and somebody loses, but you just played life for fun. How would that change our perspective? How would that change the way our world is? Aside from physical pain, the physical agony, of, which is, you know, obviously sucks, everything else is mental. All our other problems, all our other suffering is all mental. What if we could change our perspective? And really, to me, that's what this whole thing is about, this whole life, world, reality change that we're experiencing. It can be about a new way of looking at the world. It can be about understanding that the power of our perspective. Never, ever, ever let anyone take your attention or your awareness away from you without your permission, without your acknowledgement. Our attention and our awareness are our resources. That's why we say we pay attention. It's a resource. It's cash. It's our most important resource is our attention. Do not let the world tell you what to attend to. You decide what to attend to. And you decide what you're going to be aware of. Attention is a finer form of awareness. But awareness is more global. Attention is more specific. But they're very similar. They're ways that we participate with the world. They're ways that we engage with the world. And most importantly, there are ways that we can hack into our biochemistry. The world shows up outside us. Our biochemistry shows up inside us. And between it is attention and awareness. It's the bridge between the outside world and the inside world. And the nervous system is the physical manifestation of our attention and our awareness. Most of the things we do are underneath our attention and our awareness consciously, but they're not underneath our attention and awareness biologically. So our biology is being affected by our attention and awareness, even if we don't know it, even if we're not conscious of it. But if we're conscious of it, we can direct our attention and our awareness consciously. If we can work with our attention and awareness with intention, if we can work with our attention with intention, we can hack into our biochemistry. And that's what working on the terrain can be. Working on the terrain that the virus, the opportunistic viruses and microbes and things in the world that exist, will keep them from being able to interact with us. And if they do interact with us, we won't notice it because we'll take care of the interaction. Viruses are like 1/900th of a human hair. How the heck? 1/900th of human hair. How are you going to take care of viruses? There's viruses saturate our environment, our air, our water, our bodies, everything, like water saturates a sponge. You're not going to protect yourself against viral infections. Fortunately, most viral infections are not a big deal. The human body is infected with viruses all the time. That's why they're having such a hard time figuring out what this virus is. Nobody's ever seen this virus, people. Nobody's ever seen this thing. It's never been visualized. There's a little piece of something that's associated, supposedly, with this virus. A little piece of something, a little piece of genetics. Viruses are shrouded in mystery. Nobody has any idea what a virus really is. I shouldn't say it. We know what it is, but nobody has any idea of how it does what it does. It's intelligence. A virus has an intelligence. A virus has a sociopathic intelligence. It doesn't care about the vector, us. We got to care about the vector. And that's where taking care of our health comes in. Now, we don't understand how the body works as a culture. Certainly medicine doesn't really understand all of the... And this may come as a surprise. Medicine is not clinical. Medicine is clinical. It's not biochemical. Medicine is about diagnostics and test scores. And then we're always amazed when a doctor says something silly. Biochemically silly. And I hear it all the time. And I'm not picking on doctors. They're my friends. I like them. They're doing great work. I'm just saying that the expertise that they have doesn't necessarily translate into all sciences and not even into all biological sciences or all biochemical sciences. So you got this social gathering, or you've got this social distancing is the thing now.
Social distancing is supposed to keep people from getting infected. The problem is there's millions and millions of people infected, but they're not symptomatic. Infection is not the problem. Infection is actually not even a bad thing. There's something that we talked about, herd immunity. That's how the immune system is built. The immune system is built by handling mild infections. And this is a mild infection. All things considered, this is not Ebola. When the numbers, you know, the data is coming in now, we're looking at 0.05% death rate, which is underneath, or 0.005 even in some places, which is underneath even the flu. So if you're going to protect yourself against something that's everywhere, if you think you need protection against something that's everywhere, the solution is not to run away. The solution is not to hide and stick your head in the sand. The solution is to strengthen your body. According to the CDC, 6 feet is the magical distance. 6 feet, how this came about, I don't know why it's not 7 feet or 8 feet or 5 feet or 4 feet. It's 6 feet. They made an arbitrary number because we need specific instructions, apparently. So we need to be told 6 feet. So you got little lines at Whole Foods when you wait in line, and probably other supermarkets too. When you wait in line 6 feet away, and then you're magically protected. Never mind that you just walked all over the store next to people. There's so much silliness here. There's so much craziness here. The virus is supposed to last on a bus pole, or on a touch screen, or on restroom faucets, or on doorknobs. Now we're cleaning everything. You see, can you live your life this way? You got these people talking about social distancing for years. You've got this numbskull, I don't even want to mention his name, talking about we're never going to shake hands again. How are you going to live your life this way, people? Does this make sense to anybody out there? You got to strengthen the body. You work on the terrain. Before I went to break, I was telling you about this idea of this paradigm that we live with that's subliminal. It's underneath our awareness, this paradigm. Talking about awareness. This is underneath our awareness. We want to become aware of things that are affecting our life that we're unaware of, like our paradigms, like our belief system. So we have a paradigm, a medical paradigm that talks about the germ. It's called germ theory. Germ theory is the idea that we get attacked by germs. I was reading a paper this weekend, there are actually scientists, researchers, who are beginning to tell us that chronic degenerative disease is infectious. It's a germ. It's a strep, or it's a staph infection. That's right. Chronic degenerative diseases, which are lifestyle issues, there's now people who are saying, oh no, it's an attack. It's a germ. It's not your fault, your diabetes. You were attacked by a germ. This germ theory is balanced out, or is antagonized by, or is canceled out by, in my opinion, terrain theory, which says that it is where the germ is, the terrain. Claude Bouchamp versus Louis Pasteur. This is a great battle, and guess what? The battle was basically waged at the same time that the drug companies, the pharmaceutical industry, was being born. Interesting. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Steve Baker coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back after this.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump's denying reports that Health Secretary Alex Azar is on his way out of that job. On Twitter yesterday, the president called it fake news and said the media wants to create chaos and havoc in the minds of Americans, assuring followers that Azar is doing, quote, an excellent job. The reports had claimed the White House was planning to oust him because of criticism of the early response to the coronavirus outbreak. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is looking for the U.S. economy to rebound this summer.
I think as we begin to reopen the economy in May and June, you're going to see the economy really bounce back in July, August, September.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. In Georgia, with the virus slowing down, the governor is allowing restaurants to reopen their dining areas today as long as they adhere to many guidelines. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
It appears Disney parks will stay closed for longer than originally planned. The LA Times is reporting that UBS, a Swiss bank, has informed its clients that Disney is likely going to stay closed until at least January 1st, 2021, before it reopens its North American parks. In the face of the pandemic, the social network has launched something new for members and non-members alike. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Facebook has introduced a new video call system that will allow users and non-users alike to take part in group video chats with up to 50 people. The social media company calls the new service Messenger Rooms. Users can create or join video chat rooms from their smartphones or desktops. Those who create a room can choose who can see it, who can join, and can lock a room to prevent others from joining. Facebook said it's also planning to add ways to create rooms in Instagram Direct, WhatsApp, and Portal. Also, users with the Messenger app can incorporate augmented reality effects such as 360 backgrounds, mood lighting, and bunny ear filters.
And it's National Prime Rib Day. Usually, organizers would encourage you to go out and enjoy that prime cut of beef at a restaurant, but with everything closed, they're now recommending you get it for takeout or make it yourself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Farm Spen. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We have a search engine at brightsideben.com. If you miss a show or you want to review a specific subject, brightsideben.com has our archive page, has our search engine and all our archived information, and it's all free, and we also have videos and news posts and blog posts and news stories and lots of good free health information at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, I'm really excited to have our guest on, Steve Baker. We had him on a couple weeks ago, and he was getting going really good, and then all of a sudden we had some technical issues, and so we had to reschedule Steve. Steve is the author of the book Get in the Game, and he is the vice president of the Great Game of Business, Inc., greatgame.com, and I am all about games. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Steve Baker. Hey, Steve, welcome back.
Hello, Ben. Thanks for having me, man. This is great to be back together.
Thank you so much. You know, I remember it was going real good. But before I get into some of the stuff that that you were talking about couple weeks ago when you were on, and then what you just mentioned to me when we were just chatting, I want to this whole idea of games. It has kind of like a bad reputation. I don't say a bad reputation, but sometimes people think you're being dismissive when you say something's a game, or you're not taking it seriously when you're saying it's a game. But in a way, gamifying means that you are taking it seriously. You're actually really paying attention to how you play rather than just having a life. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I mean, that's pretty typical, Ben. I mean, through the years, this concept has been around since Jack Stack created it back in 1983. I mean, it's been around almost 40 years. And the thing is, it used to be kind of ridiculed, you know, by gurus and that sort of thing, because they'd say, "Oh, you're gamifying business," and, you know, that you're trivializing it. And he said, "No, I'm trying to demystify it," because his big idea was, if I can teach everyone in an organization how a business works, how it operates, how we make money and generate cash, we can really empower people to do something completely different. We can harness the wisdom of the crowd. We can actually get people to participate differently. And we all know that if you're keeping score, you perform differently. You know,
it's like great.
I remember my three kids playing basketball in the driveway, you know, and even when they were little, you know, if you started to say, "Hey, let's play horse," you know, as soon as you started keeping score, man, that's when you knew everybody was playing for real.
Yeah, there's a whole movement towards gamifying life that people are talking about, like futurists are talking about. I don't know if you heard of a book called Reality is Broken by a lady named Jane McGonigal. Have you ever heard of this book?
I have not, but I'm going to get it now.
It's a great book. It's about gamifying life in the future, how you'll gamify things like taking your trash out and things that you do at work and, you know, maybe in your relationship or chores around the house, that kind of thing. Everything will have a score associated with it, because what you just said, it's human nature to care more when you're keeping score.
Oh, absolutely. We're competitive by nature. I mean, it's at the very bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. He didn't even talk about it, but at the very bottom, right below free Wi-Fi, is everybody wants to win. Nobody likes to lose. So that's what I think is amazing about this, is why can't we apply it at work? Why can't we, as you said, apply it to chores? We kind of do it anyway. I mean, you hear people talk about, you remember John Gray?
Your wife does it. Your wife does it. I'm just kidding.
Exactly. That's where I was going. There's a point system. You just may not be aware of it. You may be playing a game you're not aware of. And that's how a lot of people go to work. They don't know what game they're in because the boss never told them. They think that we're just children, you know. So I love the idea of, you know, this concept of open book management that, again, we created all those years ago. Man, the big idea is simply to not just throw the financials out and hope that someone will care. It's to teach people the game they're in, ask them to hold one another accountable. We'll win together as a team, and then you get a piece of the action.
So you're talking about, you use this word demystify, and that's an awesome, awesome word, because then you can have some power and you can have some fun with it. When it's a mystery and you have no idea what to do, you just jump in and just do it. It's not, doesn't have the same kind of appeal as if you really understand how to do a, if you're playing tennis, how to do a backswing, backstroke or backswing, and I don't know my tennis that well, but if you know all the different tools, if you know all the different techniques, you can have more fun. If you demystify it and break it down, you can have more fun with it, kind of thing. And business is a mystery for a lot of people, especially workers. It's a mystery.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been that way forever. You know, I mean, if you think about it, management systems have not changed in over 100 years, maybe 200, you know, if you think about it. But technology's changed like crazy. So we're using antiquated systems here. We need to be involving the people who actually do the work, because nobody knows the job better than the person doing the job. So we just give them more power by teaching them about the business and, you know, asking them to participate in a different way. I'm a good example of that, Ben. If you'll indulge me, I could tell you a quick story that, you know, from my own past that may illustrate this.
Sure.
So I actually have a degree in art. and I teach business and write business books now. If I could learn it, anyone can. But I was financially illiterate. I'm not saying I was stupid, but I mean, I was never taught how business works, especially in art school, right? So when I remember having a job in the bath and body industry, this has got to be 20 years ago, maybe even 25, and, you know, it's really good. I'm a creative guy. I'm a problem solver, and I was working for a small family-owned manufacturing company. We made hand-poured candles and bath salts and all kinds of things, all handmade and beautiful. So I would go to market, see what was popular, come back and work with the team. We'd design packages, and then I'd take them back out to the market, and I would sell it. We were working with the biggest retailers in the world. Ben, you're talking to the king of fragrant bath salts, baby.
Okay. All right.
One year, we sold 50 trailer loads, you know, tractor trailer loads of fragrant bath salts to Sam's Club.
Wow.
And as it turns out, you would think I'd be the big guy, you know, the kahuna, the king of bath salts, as I said. Well, we didn't make a penny on it. I didn't even know till years later. Now, that shows the absolute opposite of what an open book management company would do. In other words, I was allowed to see down to margin, but below that I had no idea. I had no idea the owner had a second mortgage on their house to pay for the materials. I you know, instead of saying sell more, they should have said, how can we make more money at this?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. Of course, but you didn't have access to the information. You didn't have access to the data. Is this a movement in business in general, this movement towards not just transparency with books but complete transparency with everything?
Well, I think you're going to see that, yes. I mean, there's a subculture for sure, but as far as a movement goes, I think right now we're probably at a tipping point because the next-gen workforce is used to transparency. They can Google anything, you know. They want transparency, but this goes beyond just being open because we're actually having to teach people something they've never been taught. This is why Dave Ramsey's so popular. You know, the personal finance guru, he says money flows from people who do not understand it to people who do. I'd like my people to be the people
understand
who
do. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. You know, I totally get that. What is this whole thing? And we got to take a break, but I want to talk to you about fear and how that gets in the way. And then I want to talk to you about how you think, what's the future of the workplace? Or what's this whole chaotic little time period that we're going through in history? What are the implications for that in the future? Is it going to accelerate something that's already happening? Is it going to be completely change how business is done? What are the implications for the workplace of this COVID-19 crisis that we're all going through now? All right, we're talking to Steve Baker, author of Get in the Game, greatgame.com, and vice president of The Great Game of Business, Inc. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. More with Steve Baker right after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Steve Baker, author of Get in the Game, about gamification of business, gamification in general. Steve, I want to talk about fear, because that's a really important subject, and I think that gets in the way of people having fun with a game. If you're scared, you can't really play a game scared, right? Or play a game well scared. But before that, I want to put on your futurist hat here for a second. What do you think COVID is going to do, number one, for the workplace in the immediate sense, immediately, as soon as this is kind of normalized, and then in a gradual way? What can what will the workplace of 2050 look like, and what can somebody who's like a kid who's 5 years old, 10 years old now expect his workplace of the future to look like?
Well, I can share some opinions. I mean, I've been doing a lot of reading lately about what I would call kind of forward-thinking countries are doing and that sort of thing. And I just ran across something about what does a workflow look like in a typical workplace where you've got a lot of people. I mean, we've got 10 factories, right, in our company, 2,000 people. They're still working. They're essential businesses. And so they've had to put up shields, and they have, walk clockwise around the floor and this sort of thing. You know, to me, it's going to be a lot more about, I think, kind of your awareness and your courtesy to others, I hope. I mean, I hope it will give us a chance to have that human connection without, you know, the imposition that you have oftentimes with interruptions and that sort of thing. I noticed something else, too, because after working for a while remotely, now I've always traveled, so I've always had that feeling, you know, but with everyone that way, at first it was like, wow, look at how much we're getting done. And right now I think people are really missing that human connection. Like we have a happy hour every Friday, all of the great game team does, just to, you know, stay connected because you're not getting those hallway conversations. But I think one of the things that you're going to see now when we talk about how business will be done The interesting thing is, for the last few years, everyone has been dying to find people to work, right? The unemployment has been at record lows. All of a sudden, COVID comes in, and people are laying folks off. Now, there are programs to help not do that, the PPP program and that sort of thing, trying to help companies retain their employees. I would urge anyone who's a business leader out there to hang on to your people as best you can, take care of them. And one way to do that is, of course, to take fear out of the workplace. So we say, you know, make sure your people are okay. Make sure that the workplace is safe. Make sure your people are safe and they're not waking up at night, will I get sick? Or, you know, will my kids get sick? That's sort of making sure all that is under control. And then you got to take away the fear about, will this place be here? So get a handle on your cash immediately, right now, and for the next year or two, cash, cash, cash. And keep in mind that a lot of people you work with, your suppliers, your customers, they'll be hanging on to cash, too, and they'll need to be thinking about creative ways to try to get longer terms, perhaps, with your vendors and try to collect cash quicker through subscriptions or whatever. You know, there's a lot of strategies there, but know where your cash is for sure. And then what we think is make sure that you're, as I said, taking care of your people, because right now, even if they're not at work, we do have some people that that are not working right now but are being paid 100%. We're actually having them trained. They're doing remote training, so they'll be better equipped. We didn't have time before, right? And everyone out there listening is probably thinking the same thing. When did we have time to retool our operation? You didn't. You were too busy. Now's the time to do it. Keep people to work. This is when you get out that list of things to do and there's nothing to do. Get it done. Get ready for the upturn. And that bends the bright side. If you can eliminate fear, you can control your cash, take action right now, and actually position yourself so that you've got the people and the positive cash flow so that you're ready to go when the upturn does come.
Okay, I want to hear about this upturn, okay? That sounds really exciting to me. Because I always thought the bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. They kind of go together. And so when I hear you say upturn, that's very reassuring to me because that means that we're going to have a really big upturn, I'm thinking, considering how the downturn was so significant. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. As one tiny example, I drove by a gas station yesterday in Springfield, Missouri, 96 cents a gallon. You don't think that'll come back? I wish I had so much money I'd put into the energy business. You know they're going to come back. Oil is in everything, right? So what I'm trying to get at is, yes, look at the crisis, but do it objectively and say, are we safe, right? All the steps that we just talked about, take action, get ready. And the thing is it may be a bit longer. It's not going to be a big hockey stick back up, probably, but there's going to be a ton of pent-up demand. Ask any hairdresser, nail salon, right? I mean, people are, like, getting hermity out there. But then that's going to cool off. What I'm thinking about, though, is this is not an ordinary crisis because it wasn't linked to an economic crisis as well, meaning that we're a little overdue for a recession anyway, but this thing is crazy and we're taking some, I hate to use the word, but unprecedented governmental actions as far as, you know, the flow of money and making sure that, you know, we don't have rapid inflation or crazy deflation. I mean, it's really pretty stable at this time. And I just read that the housing market is still strong. That tells me that we will have an upturn and it will be significant. So one thing, Ben, you probably didn't know about us is that we've been through four of these things, not a pandemic, but four major recessions since 1983. We were born in one, in fact. And one thing we learned is, as you said, there's opportunity in every crisis. So we've been saving up. We have $100 million in cash. I know that sounds crazy. I'm just trying to tell you what we're doing. It took us 10 years to, you know, to actually amass that thing. But that is to create new jobs in the next economy. Because when you're in a downturn, what do? That's when you go buy companies that are hurting. They didn't plan. They didn't have the cash. So on a smaller scale, what do as an individual? Well, I like the name of your show, The Bright Side. It's like, what's going to be the upturn? What will we do differently? Yeah. But a lot of people are going to have a little contingency fund, right? And if you're looking at a house, when's the best time to buy one?
Right.
The market's down. Everybody needs to be thinking like a business person. And we're just saying, using game concepts, simply make it approachable and demystify. It's not hard to learn. It's just nobody teaches it.
Isn't that what accounts for these cycles, is that when the downs naturally pull things up and the ups naturally tend to fall down? It's like everything's always coming back to homeostasis. In the body, we talk about that a lot here on the program, but also in the business body as well. Ups always precede downs, and downs always precede ups. And understanding how to play those cycles, or how to ride those cycles, that's the game. That's part of the game, right?
Man, that's the game. I'm glad you said that, because it is. It's super cyclical. You just look at history. You go, this is not rocket science. I'm not saying that I could become a day trader and be wildly successful, but I know most of the folks out there that have some sort of 401k or IRA, the trick is leave it in there. don't take it out at a downturn and let time be on your side. Benjamin Franklin said that was one of the greatest miracles of all time, was compound interest. So we know it's going to happen. If you know a downturn's going to happen psychologically, I think that's our next big crisis, is a mental illness or mental health crisis, because people, they're taking in too much information that's not right. That's just the nature of today, isn't it?
Do you think the mental health crisis that we're going through, which I think we are, I agree with you, do you think that's also going to precede a mental health renaissance?
I hope so.
Right? Like where we all learn how to use our minds, really. Because we have minds, but we don't have an owner's manual. You know, we all have it, but we don't have directions or instructions. And so we're kind of just thrown into this mind world of ours, and nobody teaches us about attention and about awareness and about fear and about fun and about all these kind of techniques or aspects of life that we can learn to play and become good at. We can be good at life.
You can. And it's about power, Ben, isn't it? I mean, you just made me think of something that has been on my mind for years. I may write about it, but if you think about it, the people in power, and I'm not saying this about, you know, our government or somebody else's government. I'm just saying, just in general, if you go back to, you know, the Middle Ages or something, the whole thing was about whoever controlled the knowledge controlled the power.
Uh-huh.
So what we're doing is we're giving the knowledge to the people, and in turn, we all do better. So I'm with you. Mental health, if we teach people that, you know what, these recessions, and there will be another black swan, you know, there will be. The question is, are you going to be ready for it? I mentioned Dave Ramsey before. One of his approaches to things, really, I just love it. He goes, how is it that people get in such bad shape financially at Christmas, you know, by using the credit card, when Christmas comes every year at the same time? We say
that's
that
right.
About the cycles in business. So if you know the economy is going to take a dip every 10 years, can't you smooth it out? Can't you find
a
homeostasis? You can. And mentally, I'm telling you, I am so much more mentally healthy today than when I came to work for Jack Stack, because I don't act like a child anymore. I take responsibility for my situation, and I take positive action. I think everyone out there that listens to you probably is trying to do those same things. Now you have just a little more insight to say, there are cycles, and while we can't predict the future, we can influence it.
Steve, we're out of time. Thank you so much, buddy. That was awesome. Book is, that's Steve Baker. The book is Get in the Game. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.